You're listening to Morning Report, and more than 110 young people were held in police cells for more than 24 hours between June 2019 and July last year. In that same period, five young people self-harmed or attempted to commit suicide in a cell, with the youngest just 14 years old. A youth advocate who was held in the cells many times during his adolescence says they're violent, angry cages. Tupua Ehrlich says a childhood in care left him dislocated from family and the state did little to restore or preserve those relationships. He told RNZ reporter Katie Doyle that left him frustrated when he eventually returned home.
Oh, there were disputes, like arguments, and police would be attending quite often. On one particular instance, I remember at 15, the police were called due to an argument that was taking place, and they removed me from the home because, well, first of all, I was the one displaying the most aggressive behaviour. When I was in the police cells, I was there waiting for a child youth and family social worker to come in and take me back to the office to sort out where's next from there. But those environments are really, they're violent. You know, the police, they do what they can, but you're in there with people who are often high on drugs, super aggressive. And if you could just imagine being locked in a cage and, you know, they're not quiet places. People are banging on the doors, picking up the whole mattresses and slamming them on doors. It's always noisy. There's swearing, there's yelling. There's so much anger in that space. And for a young person to be in there, it's super unhealthy. It's not actually doing any good to move forward.
In the last financial year, 112 young people were held in the cells for more than 24 hours. Also in that time period, five attempted suicide or self-harmed. The youngest was 14. What do you, given your background and where you are now, I mean, what do you make of those figures?
Oh, I mean, of course, it's heartbreaking that our young people are feeling that way and in those spaces. And it's unfortunate that they have to wind up in police cells before this sort of stuff gets more awareness. I think what that shows us is there's a strong lack of the support services being utilised. I mean, I can relate to these people because I have been where they are. And it's really easy to look at behaviour without understanding its source, because actually the source of it is on us all as society. Our young people are feeling these ways because of things in their environment, and we are their environment. And so these statistics, what they give a picture of is the situation these young people are in. But it's not their fault. And that's what I think we need to remember when we're talking about this.
So what would you like to see change so that young people aren't ending up in this situation?
I think that by the time the police have to get involved, it's far too late. We need our support services to be utilised more. And look, society plays a massive role in this as well. People are uncomfortable to speak up and reach out for help because they make it uncomfortable. We need to remember that we're all humans. We all have feelings, thoughts, emotions. We all go through life. And the fact that our young people aren't speaking up and the fact that it's so difficult says that there needs to be a big shift in our attitude towards whether it's mental health or it's you know, there are so many factors that are just sort of swiped to the side and the young people are identified as being the issue. We know that poverty is a huge issue in New Zealand. We know that there's work to do when it comes to education. You know, and I speak for those that with care experience in the care community, and the barriers that we face are there from day one in our lives. And you get tired after years and years of fighting a system that it does drain you and that you do feel things are against you, because, to be honest, it's not very often the system works for you. There's just so much to people's lives that we can't ignore.
That is Tupua Ehrlich speaking with RNZ's Katie Doyle.